happy weekend. Thank you so much for joining us on Guarding Your Nest Egg with Mike Lester of Talon Wealth Management. Remember that Steve Winwood song from 1988? Roll with it. Sometimes that's just what you got to do. And this show is about rolling with a few things. Rolling over retirement accounts, Mike, a question people get a lot. And also just rolling with the punches in retirement. Do you have to accept that? No, you've got more control than you think. And we are going to address that and more on today's show. Anytime you want to find out more about Mike and the team, if you go to guardingyournestegg.com, you can find out about everyone and kind of meet them before you come in and take advantage of that complete financial plan. Also today, addressing how taxes will affect your post-career income and the importance of not underestimating health care costs when you are no longer working. But Mike, before today's show, you and I were looking at this article, and the most interesting stat to me was that there are now 441,000 retirement accounts with $1 million or more because of how well the stock market's been doing. And this is just for the folks at Fidelity, just right. Fidelity accounts. They have 441,000 with $1 million or more. So Wall Street's great. People are doing well. Enough said. We're ready to retire, right?
Well, gosh, so now that's the big question. I agree with you, Kristen. It was an interesting article. It popped up and they said it's the record millionaire party. So I clicked on it, you know, and I was reading the article, then finds out they're talking about Fidelity's clients. It's a percentage of their clients, but looking at the 401ks and other retirement accounts that they do, it's a new record, you know, over 441. Yeah, I mean, that's a big number. So I think that, you know, maybe not today. Things have changed a little bit, but certainly a lot of us, as we've been making contributions to retirement accounts and planning for retirement, and I've talked to people in the office that had this feeling, you know, they it's that $1 million number, you know, I'm a millionaire, I guess. And we, Kristen, we don't always think about I'm a millionaire in terms of, well, if you add the value of my home and the value of my other assets, you know, cars and trucks and boats and all the real estate. There are a lot of millionaires out there when you put it on paper, but what they really want to see is that investment account, that retirement account, their savings account, hit that $1 million number. So I think that's a big deal and it's really, really important. But the next thing is, okay, so now what? All right, I'm a millionaire. The stock market's been doing really, really well. Unless you've been under a rock for the past 11 years, I think you're aware that the market's been doing well for a long time. So the types of questions that we're getting at the office are questions like, well, okay, so how much longer could this possibly go? How should my money be invested right now? Should I be more aggressively invested? Should I be more conservatively invested? When things are really, really good, that's when people start to get a little bit concerned about, well, what if they get really, really bad? So when people ask me this question in the office, what do I think about 2020? Well, I think it's right now, it looks like it's going to be a good year. Could something happen? Absolutely. Nobody has a crystal ball. But Kristen, that's really where planning comes in. Our big thing at our firm and when we sit down with individuals is just helping people understand their portfolio, understand what's in there. It's entirely possible and actually likely, Kristen, that if you have a portfolio or investments, right, we call it stuff, Kristen, but if you have investments that have been doing really, really well in the past several years and certainly in 2019, you probably have a lot of stocks in that portfolio. It might be in the form of mutual funds, might be in the form of ETFs, might be in the form of individual stocks, but the stock market's been doing very, very well. Kristen, if you've been doing poorly, it's probably because you have fixed accounts or bonds or something like that. Markets don't always go up. So we all know that the other shoe is going to drop at some point
in time. Yeah, but you know what, Mike? I'm going to stop you there. Markets don't always go up. Explain the last 11 years to me then, because it feels like they do right now.
Well, past 11 years, we were coming off of a really, really bad time, okay? And there was just a complete meltdown financially. And it stands to reason that markets would do well after that meltdown. But then here's what happened. President Trump came in, made a lot of changes that were very good for corporations. People argue all the time whether or not it's, you know, good or bad for the country, but it's kind of hard to argue.
Our economy's doing pretty darn well.
That's right. You can't argue against the economy.
Right.
So, and that's largely due to his policies, making it easier for corporations to make money and then hire more people. So unemployment's extremely low. People are making more money. Things are going very, very good. That does, though, make people nervous about, well, when is this going to stop? When is it going to end? Kristen, my philosophy on that is going back to helping people understanding their portfolios. If it's doing very well, when markets are up, it's probably going to do very poorly when markets are down, because it has to do with your allocation to stocks. And understanding ahead of time what your portfolio is likely to do, let's say markets keep doing great. Let's say 2020 is one of the best years ever. I would still like to know what I'm going to do or what I'm likely to do in my portfolio if markets do very, very well. I would also like to know what I'm likely to do in my portfolio if markets do extremely poorly or extremely badly or even crash. Because if I have that, I know how to respond. And it's really based on that. So I want to plan for if markets do well. I also want to plan for if markets do poorly. And that's really, in our opinion, where active management of portfolios comes in. Kristen, we work with people all over the country. They come into our office and we do an analysis of their current portfolio. And in that process, we're just looking to find out, answer exactly those questions. What's going to happen in my portfolio if markets do well? What's going to happen in my portfolio if markets do poorly? And then we come up with a plan for both. And as long as we have a plan and we're active in management of the portfolio, what that means is you don't have to just hang in there. You don't have to just settle. And our philosophy is, because we are fee-based advisors, we are fiduciaries, our clients pay us a fee to manage their portfolio. Mm-hmm. On average, Kristen, it's about 1% per year. But if net of that fee, we can show them how to get a higher average rate of return on their portfolio, then we're adding value. If we can't show them how to get a higher average rate of return, we aren't adding value, and it probably makes no sense to work together. But at the same time, most of our clients are retired or very close to it. So if we can not only show them how to get a higher average rate of return net of fees, but also show them how to get those returns with less risk, that's also very valuable. Our clients essentially are looking for the highest rate of return they can get in their portfolios, just like everybody else. But because they're retired or close to it, they're not willing to take a lot of risk to get those returns. So that's the type of planning that we do. We start with an analysis of your current investments, your portfolio. We look at what you're likely to do. Maybe we'll make a couple of recommendations on how to get more efficient there. And then we give anybody who comes to visit our office a complete financial plan. It's a written financial plan that you walk out of our office with. You can take it to your current advisor if you like. You can implement it on your own. We'll show you how to do that. Or if you feel like we've provided enough value, you can hire us to do it for you. But if you want to give us a call, we can do that for you complimentary.
Mike Lester is a registered representative of and offers securities through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors. Talent Wealth Management and Retirement Wealth Advisors are separate entities and are not owned or controlled by World Equity Group, Inc.